It is your Friday show. It's going to be an absolute belter. I've got a crowded room, and I mean that as a compliment. Very, very pleased indeed. I have got Dan Morgan, Steve Evans, Stu Wright, Jim Johnson, and I've got Rebecca Knight. We're obviously going heavy on Arsenal versus Chelsea. It's a 5:30. It feels like a 5:30. That's nicely set up after Liverpool have cruised to victory against Crystal Palace. But I say such things advisedly in tempting fate, aware of the fact that it will be tough against Palace. We'll come on, we'll have a tiny little chat about that. We've got Bradley Hayden to talk about Watford, not least because they've got Burnley this weekend and the relegation picture's got really interesting. We've got Cardiff, Newcastle as well. Huddersfield surely gone, and they've got Man City, so they're the big ones this weekend from a relegation point of view. But we're going to start with the 5:30. It's a game that always gets my attention. Before I bring the two key participants in, Dan, there's become something. It's a strange thing in the explosion of how more and more football's on television. I just quite like watching Chelsea-Arsenal, Arsenal-Chelsea, Tottenham-Arsenal, Arsenal-Tottenham, Chelsea-Tottenham, Tottenham-Chelsea, this sort of top six-y London derby thing. It's entertainment.
Yeah, it is. There's Sky have made it so that they always find room for one banger a weekend, which is sound with me, and a lot of that does come with the London sides. I can never quite grasp, you know, what derby's the more important. And I know there's obviously the Spurs-Tottenham, Spurs-Arsenal thing, or whatever else, but I always have this little thing in the back of my mind when, like, for instance, Arsenal are playing Chelsea or Arsenal are playing West Ham. I'm like, just how important is it in London? I'm not too sure.
Well, I'll come in there and say that Arsenal and Chelsea both hate Tottenham the most, and that's, would you agree, Rebecca?
I despise Spurs with passion. Yeah, I absolutely hate them.
Okay.
To me, it's who it directly, like, affects in terms of league position and stuff. So back when, you know, Spurs were absolutely nothing, not that they're something now, but less of nothing, when they were absolutely nothing, I used to really like to beat them, but that was that. However, Arsenal were obviously, like, you know, title contenders and stuff, and so were we. So it was like, this is a bigger game. Now I'm just like, God, we need top four.
We're currently like the Winston Churchill and Joseph Stalin of alliances.